This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There was a time in America when the beer tended to be yellow and insipid. That has changed with the craft beer movement and the arms race over hops. But what about a lot of the rest of our food? Mark Schatzker is a food writer who has a new book with a publication date of this week called The Dorito Effect. One of his key points, a link between taste and nutrition. He joins us here in our New York studio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So in what way has food gotten, you think, bland, lost its edge?
Everything we grow keeps getting bigger and cheaper, but we're paying a consequence in flavor, this slow drip loss of deliciousness. And we all know it. Tomatoes taste like cardboard now. Chicken tastes like cardboard. Strawberry tastes like cardboard.
It's almost like you're arguing that food plays to the lowest common denominator, like a pop song, bubblegum pop song plays to the masses.
Well, if only it were that simple, because the other side of this problem is the food we're not supposed to be eating, the junk food, keeps getting more and more flavorful. Humans follow flavor. We love flavor, and we incentivize our food by how it's flavored. And when you make the right food bland and the wrong food flavorful, is it any surprise that people are making bad food choices?
So what did you bring here?
So these are called Garden Gem tomatoes. These were developed by a guy at Florida named Harry Klee. Very simply, he took the best-tasting heirloom he'd ever grown, and he crossed it with one of these commercial powerhouse tomatoes. None of it's GMO. The flavor is indistinguishable from its heirloom parent. It's got a great crop. It travels well. This is a game-changing tomato.
And you're saying this is not a fortune to mass-produce this?
No, this would be a little bit more expensive than a really cheap tomato.
I know, and there are people listening to this right now sort of banging their heads going, it's amazing that that little detail, flavor, fell out of the equation.
Well, you know what's also interesting is that in Harry Klee's 20-year quest to fix the tomato, it's what he discovered about the importance of nutrition. The first is that there's about 400 flavor compounds in tomatoes, and humans only care about 20. And what Klee discovered is that these compounds are all synthesized from important nutrients. So the flavor of a tomato is telling us something about the nutrition. So it's amazing what flavor can do if you care about it.
This will seem heretical given what we were talking about here because we've got this beautiful display. But, you know, the book's called The Dorito Effect. I figured before we go, let's remember what the alternative is. We have Doritos Cool Ranch. I don't know if you care to have one.
I'll have one.
You'll have one? Why not? Mark Schatzker has written on food for Condé Nast Traveler, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. His book, The Dorito Effect, The Surprising New Truth About Food and Flavor, is just out. Mark, have another one. They're a little stale. Let's return to proper table manners here, kids. I also talked to Mr. Schatzker about two ways to fight a predicted global shortage in chocolate. One increases cocoa crop production to make chocolate that tastes awful. Another approach ends up tasting great. If you missed that part of the interview on the air, it'll be at marketplace.org.